David, one of my nephews, Elijah David, minister of 12,000 apostolic servants, congregation on the south of 12,000 over in Texas. Today is July the 16th, 25, rather the 22nd day of the fourth lunar month, 2029. We're going to start our first service today, starting with two timely greetings. Number one, it's entitled the Yahweh's Answer to the Inquiry of the Yahweh. And the text prepared, we're going to take it from Christ's Object Lesson by Ellen G. White. And we're going to page 21. It says that Yahshua's example and teaching. So, this is again, Yahshua has the truth to present, which the people were unprepared to accept or even to understand. For this reason also he taught them in the parable, rather connecting his teaching with the scenes of life, the experience of our nation. He secured their attention and impressed their hearts. Afterwards, as they looked upon the objects that illustrated his lesson, they recall the words of the divine teacher to the minds that were open unto the Holy Spirit. For the significance of the Savior's teaching unfolded more and more mystery, it grew clearer, and that which had been hard to grasp became evident, for Yahshua sought an avenue unto every heart, rather using a variety of the illustration. He not only presented truth in its different phases, but appealed unto the different hearers. None who listened unto the Savior could feel that they were neglected or forgotten. For the honest, the most sinful, heard in his teaching a voice that spoke unto them and the sympathy and tenderness. As the people in the Yahshua's time were as the people of today, not anxious to learn new truth, he used nature to arrest their attention. For the prophets were led to use the same method, we therefore need to pray for a burning desire to know the Yahweh's truth for today. We need to pray that we do not become self-confident and satisfied with our attainment in the word of the Yahweh, that we lay aside all prejudices and be willing to learn from the humblest of the humble. That ends our prayer thought. We'll go right on into a sermon. The Yahweh's Answer unto the Inquirer of the Yahweh. August the 9th, 1947, B.T. Hodder. Our subject is found in Ezekiel 20. This chapter we will find contains a prophetic history of the church from the time of her servitude in Egypt until the time of the sealing of the 144,000. Ezekiel 21:8. And it came to pass in the seventh year, in the fifth month, in the tenth day of the month, that certain of the elders of the Israel came to inquire of the Yahweh and sat before and ate before him. Then came the word of the Yahweh unto me, saying, Son of man, speak unto the elders of Israel, and say unto them, Thus saith Yahweh, are you come to inquire of me? As I live, saith Yahweh, I will not be inquired by you. Wilt thou judge them, son of man? Wilt thou judge them? Cause them to know the abominations of their fathers, and say unto them, Thus saith the Yahweh, In the day when I chose Israel, and lifted up my hand unto thee, under the seed of the house of Jacob, and made myself known unto them, in the land of Egypt, when I lifted up my hand unto them, saying, I am the Yahweh, your Yahweh, in the day that I lifted up my hand unto them, to bring them forth of the land of Egypt, and to a land that I had espied for them, flowing with the milk and honey, which is the glory of all land. Then said I unto them, Cast you away, every man, the abominations of his eyes, and defile not yourselves with the idols of Egypt. I am the Yeshua, your Redeemer. But they rebelled against me and would not hearken unto me. They did not every man cast away the abominations before their eyes. Did they forsake the idols of Egypt? Then I said, I will pour out my fury upon them to accomplish my anger against them in the midst of the land of Egypt. In the writings of the Moses, we do not find a record as to the faithfulness of the children of Israel in the land of Egypt, whether they were good or bad. Moses does not say, but here, through the Ezekiel, we are told what they were. Not all of them, you note, were the Yahweh's fearing people. This scripture makes clear that even when the Yahweh called them to move out of the land of Egypt, the majority were unfaithful in their devotion unto the Yahweh. Ezekiel 29:10. But I wrought for my sake that it would not be polluted before the heathen among whom they were, in whose sight I made myself known unto them. and bringing them forth out of the land of Egypt. Wherefore I caused them to go forth out of the land of Egypt and brought them into the wilderness. We have now read the record of the Hebrew host and of their spiritual standing in the land of Egypt, and of Yahweh's reason for bringing them out of Egypt. Next, we shall read the record which they made in the wilderness. Ezekiel 20:11-13, and I gave them my statutes and showed them my judgments, which if a man do, he shall even live in them. Moreover also, I gave them my Sabbath to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am the Yahweh that sanctify them. But the house of the Israel rebelled against me in the wilderness, for they walked not in my statute, and they despised my judgment, which if a man do, he shall even live in them. And my Sabbath they greatly polluted. Then I said I would pour out my fury upon them in the wilderness to consume them. Here we see that the deeds of the descendants of Jacob were even less commendable in the wilderness than they were in Egypt. Ezekiel 2:14-28. But I wrote for my name's sake that it should not be polluted before the heathen, in whose eyes in whose sight I brought them out. Yet also I lifted up mine hand unto them in the wilderness, that I would not bring them into the land which I had given them, flowing with the milk and honey, which is the glory of all lands, because they displeased my judgments and walked not in my statute, but polluted my Sabbath. For they went after their idols. Nevertheless, mine eye spared them from destroying them. Neither did I make an end of them in the wilderness. But I said unto their children in the wilderness, walk ye not in the statutes of your fathers, neither observe their judgments, nor defile yourselves with their idols. I am the Yahweh, your Yahweh, walk in my statutes, and keep my judgments, and do them, and hallow my Sabbath, and they shall be a sign between me and you, that you may know that I am the Yahweh, your Yahweh, notwithstanding the children rebelled against me. For they walked not in my statutes, neither kept of my judgment, to do them, which if a man do, he shall even live in them. For they polluted my Sabbath. Then I said, I would pour out my spirit, or my fury upon them, to accomplish my anger against them in the wilderness. Nevertheless, I withdrew mine hand and wrought for my name's sake, that it should not be polluted in the sight of the heathen, in whose sight I brought them forth. I lifted up mine hand unto them also in the wilderness, that I would scatter them among the heathen and disperse them through the country, because they had not executed my judgment, but had despised my statutes and had polluted my Sabbath. And their eyes were after their father's idols. Wherefore, I gave them also statutes that were not good, and judgments whereby they should not live, and polluted them in their own gift, and that they caused to pass through the fire all that openeth the womb, that I might make them desolate unto the end, that they might know that I am the Yahweh. And therefore, son of man, speak unto the house of the Israel, and say unto them, thus saith the Yahweh, yet in this your fathers have blasphemed me, in that they have committed a trespass against me. For when I had brought them into the land for the which I lifted up my hand to give it unto them, then they saw every high hill and all the thick trees, and they offered there their sacrifices, and there they presented the provocation of their sweet offering. There also they made their sweet savor, and poured out their drink offering. They were unfaithful in Egypt, and the wilderness, and in the promised land. We shall now read of the results. Ezekiel 20, 25, or 29 to 36. Then I said unto them, what is the high place whereunto ye go? And the name whereof is called Abama unto this day. Wherefore, say unto the house of the Israel, thus saith Yahweh, are ye polluted after the manner of your fathers, and commit ye whoredoms after their abomination? For when you offer your gifts, when you make your sons to pass through the fire, ye pollute yourselves with all of your idols, even unto this day. And shall I be inquired of by you, O house of Israel? As I live, saith the Yahweh, I will not be inquired of you, by you. And that which cometh into your mind shall not be at all, that ye say, we will be as a heathen, as the families of the country, to serve wood and stone, as I live, saith Yahweh, surely with a mighty hand, and with a stretched out arm, and with fury poured out will I rule over you. And I will bring you out from the people, and will gather you out of the countries wherein you are scattered with a mighty hand and with a stretched out arm. And he says, and with the fury poured out, and I will bring you into the wilderness of the people, and there will I plead with you face to face, like as I pleaded with your fathers in the wilderness of the land of Egypt. So Well, I prayed it was you, said Yahweh. On the one hand, we see the heavens, there are the reasons for the elevating the Hebrew host from the Pharaoh's slaves to the Yahweh's priests, prophets, and kings. On the other hand, we see the scattering throughout all the nations. Next, we behold Yahweh's promises of their gathering out of the country in which they are scattered. He promises to do with a mighty hand and with a stretched out arm. Ezekiel 20, verse 37. And I will cause you to pass under the rod, and I will bring you into the land of the bond of the covenant. This verse is somewhat involved and needs to be elucidated with the help of another scripture. Let us turn to Leviticus. And concerning the tithe of the herd or of the flock, even of the whatsoever passes under the rod, the tenth shall be holy unto the Yahweh, Leviticus 27:32. To determine the Yahweh's part, the tithe, the Yahweh's lambs, goats, or sheep, were made to pass under the rod. Every tenth then was taken and set aside for the Yahweh. For the statement of Ezekiel 20, verse 37, to pass under the rod, therefore, means to separate his very elect from among the multitude, from among the tares, Matthew 13:30, or from among the bad fish, Matthew 13:47-8, and being thus separated, they are counted, so it is, that's 144,000, Revelation 7:3-8, 14:1, are a separate and numbered continent. Now we see that Ezekiel 20 contains the prophetic history from the time of the sojourn into Egypt until the time of the sealing of the 144,000 and of the gathering of the people. So when Yahweh causes his people to thus pass under the rod, he will then bring them into the bond of the covenant which we made with Abraham and of his oath unto Isaac, and has confirmed the same unto Jacob for a law, and unto Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, a lot of your inheritance, 1 Corinthians 16:16-18. The promises which they fail to realize, Yahshua reassures that he will now let his people have them, Ezekiel 20:38, and I will purge out from among you the rebels, and them that transgress against me, I will bring them forth out of the country where they sojourn, and they shall not enter into the land of Israel, and you shall know that I am the Yahweh. Here we are plainly told that only the elect will be among, or will he bring into the bond of the covenant. Them only will he bring into the land of Israel. The sinners, the terrors, the bad fish or goats that are now among Yahweh's people shall be taken out and be no more. Again, the kingdom of the heaven is like unto a net, saith the Yeshua, that was cast into the sea and gathered. So it says that of every kind, which when it was full, they drew to shore and sat down, and gathered the good into the vessel, but cast the bad away. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angel shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just, and shall cast them into the furnace of the fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of the teeth. Matthew 13:47-50. For the separation, the judgment for the living, you know, brings the end of the world. Ezekiel 20:39. As for you, O house of Israel, thus saith Yahweh, go ye serve ye every one his idols, and hereafter also, if you will not hear, will not hearken unto me, but pollute ye my holy name no more with your gift and with your idols. Yahweh has now made clear his clean work, which he is to do, both for the penitent and for the impenitent. It is now up to them to decide whether to serve him or to serve their idols. They are now not making their decision ignorantly. If they wish to perish, they may continue to serve their idols. Ezekiel 20:40-41. For in Mount Holy Mountain, in the mountain of the height of the Israel, saith Yahweh, there shall all the house of Israel, all of them in the land, serve me. There will I accept them, and there will I require your offering and the first fruits of your oblation, with all your holy things. I will accept you with your sweet savor when I bring you out from the people and gather you out of the country wherein you have been scattered, and I will be sanctified in you before the heathen. All these things, you see, take place in the sight of the heathen. Ezekiel 20:42-44. And ye shall know that I am the Yeshua, son of Yahweh, when I shall bring you into the land of Israel, into the country where, for the which I lifted up mine hand to give it to your father. And there shall you remember your ways and all your doings wherein you have been defiled, and you shall loathe yourself in your own sight for all your evils that ye have committed, and you shall know that I am the Yahweh when I have brought with you for my name's sake not according unto your wicked ways, nor according unto your corrupt doing, O you house of Israel, saith the Yahweh. These things Yahweh does for his people, not because they are deserving, but for his name's sake, because his promise cannot fail. For the kingdom of the Yahweh, you see, does not begin in heaven, but on earth. And the kingdom you now see is not to be made up of the ghost, but of the living human beings, of the saints, not a sinner among them. Yes, the Eden that was lost is to be restored. In fact, the world plainly declares that Elijah must first come and restore all things, Matthew 9:12.
Mark.
As Eden was a real home at the beginning, occupied by the real human beings, so shall it be again. For the remaining verses of the Ezekiel 20 take up another parable, but as time will not permit us to go into it, we shall bring out our study to a close. First, though, let it be noticed that the remaining verses of this chapter, and also chapter 21, have, with this light on hand, become self-explanatory, and you can study them at your leisure. Verse 27 of chapter 21, though I may touch on now, Ezekiel 21:27, I will overturn it, and it shall be no more until he comes whose right it is. And I will give it unto him. And these chapters are brought to view both the house of the Israel and the house of Judah. And this verse, Yahweh plainly declares that he was to make 3 overturnings, and that after that the kingdom was to be no more until he comes whose right it is. That is, after the 3 overturnings, he whose right it is shall come, and the kingdom shall be restored. For the first overturning took place when Assyria overturned the house of Israel, the 10-tribe kingdom. The second overturning took place when the king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, overturned the house of Judah and the 2-tribe kingdom. And the third overturning took place when Titus in 70 AD destroyed Jerusalem. Thus it is seen that we are now living in the period after the third overturning, the period in which he whose right it is to come and set up his kingdom. The very fact that inspiration has now unfolded these prophecies and has brought them unto the attention of the church leads us to know for a certainty that the time for the restoration of the kingdom is at hand, that we are now in the seeding time of the 144,000, and that if we are faithful we shall be among them and stand with the Lamb on the Mount Zion. This, brother, sister, is the Yahweh's own answer unto you. Your study is, or your duty is now to accept it if you wish life forevermore, that not the enemy of the truth bring doubts to your mind. And let no one talk you out of this truth, for the devil will not stand idly by. He will do all to overthrow you, check up again and again, and see that the Bible chooses this truth so that you will be able to hold your own. You cannot afford to lose out at this late in the day. This ends the number one of two timing readings. One shepherd to accomplish what a multitude of them failed to accomplish. Text of Ezra, Ezra, August 16, 1947. Let us turn to the 34th chapter of Ezekiel. We are to study verse 1 and 2. And the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel, prophesy, and say unto them, Thus saith the Yahweh, unto the shepherds, Woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves, should not the shepherds feed the flock? Ezekiel, we read, was given a vision of the selfish, greedy, and unworthy shepherds. Now the first thing of importance is to ascertain whether these selfish shepherds lived in Ezekiel's day, before his day, or after his day. To find this information, let us read Ezekiel 34:23-24. And I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, even my servant David. He shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd. And I, the Yahweh, will be their Yahweh, and my servant David, a prince among them. I, the Yahweh, have spoken it. For the self-centered shepherd, again, whom the prophet is told to write, are to be replaced by one shepherd, David. When this takes place, Yahweh's will then have but one shepherd. This cannot be the Yahshua himself, for the inspiration never calls him David, but rather it calls him the son of David, since Yahweh's people have always had and still do and still have many shepherds. The truth stands out as clear as crystal that the David of the verses 23 and 24 is yet to come, and that the shepherds of whom the inspiration addresses are in the particular those whom David is to succeed. Ezekiel then was not given a vision of the shepherds of his day, not of those before his days, but of the shepherds after his day, the day in which Yahweh raises up this antitypical David to feed the hungry and neglected flock. Okay, it says, Yahweh's people shall then no longer serve strangers, but they shall serve the Yahweh, their Yahweh, or Yahshua, their Savior, and David, their King, whom I will raise up unto them. Jeremiah 30, verse 9. Here we see that not only Ezekiel, but the Jeremiah also was given a vision of the same truth. Yes, all the prophets. Ezekiel 37, 24, 25. And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments, and observe my statutes, and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt, and they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, and their children's children forever, and my servant David shall be their prince forever. Since this is the addition to the third angel's message, early writing, 277, and since it is the message of the hour, consequently the day of the Davidian kingdom is at hand, let us turn to Hosea 3, 4, and 5. For the children of the Israel shall abide many days without a king, and without a prince, and without a sacrifice, and without an image, and without an ephod, and without teraphim. Afterwards shall the children of Israel return and seek the Yahshua, their Savior, and David, their King, and shall fear the Yahshua and his goodness in the latter days. For the many days are now almost over, and the time for the fulfillment of the Yahweh's promises is certainly at the threshold of our time. Ezekiel 34:3. You eat the fat, and you clothe you with the wool. You kill them that are fed, but you feed not the flock. For the shepherds in the day that the kingdom is to be set up are accused of taking all they can possibly take from the sheep, and of not giving any care to the sheep. This must not become our practice. Ezekiel 34, 4 and 5. For the disease have you not strengthened, neither have you healed that which was sick, neither have you bound up that which was broken, neither have you brought again that which was driven away, neither have you sought that which was lost, but with force and with cruelty have you ruled them, and they were scattered because there is no shepherd, and they became meat unto all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. For this careless attitude on the part of the shepherd, that would be your general conference at first, but then this converts into the shepherd that has shepherd been ministered to the Adventist Church all the way through from 1844 to 2002. And Brother Johnson closed out as the last shepherd to the house of Israel, and causing the laity to wander from one ism to another in search of the spiritual food and physical care. Yes, they wander, so to speak, from one hill to another, many of whom have figuratively become meat for the beast, because there is no shepherd to care for the sheep, but there are shearers to take the wool from their backs and the fat from under their ribs. Shameful indeed. And who dare refuse to care what the Yahweh says? Ezekiel 34:6-10. My sheep wandered to all the mountains and upon every high hill. Yes, and my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did a search or seek after them. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of Yahweh. As I live, says Yahweh, surely because my flock became a prey and my flock became a meat unto every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, neither did my shepherds search for my flock, but the shepherds fed themselves and fed not my flock. Therefore, O you shepherds, hear the word of Yahweh. Thus saith Yahweh, behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hand and cause them to cease from feeding the flock. Neither shall the shepherds feed themselves any more, for I will deliver my flock from their mouth, that they may not be meat for them. Let us not fool ourselves any longer. Yahweh cannot be mocked. He will not forever forsake his sheep, neither will he forever retain untrustworthy shepherds herding his sheep. He will soon discharge them and will demand that they give an account for their unfaithfulness. So it is that what a multitude of shepherds have failed to do, one shepherd, even David, will in Yahweh's hand get done. Ezekiel 34:13. And I will bring them out from the people and gather them from the country, and will bring them in to their own land, and feed them upon the mountains of the Israel by the river, and in all the inhabited places of the country. In the days of this antipodal David, Yahweh gathers his flock from all the country where they have been scattered, and brings them into their own land. Yahweh will no longer leave them in the mountains and the hills of the Gentiles. Then shall the children of the Judah and the children of the 10 tribes of Israel be gathered together and appoint themselves one head, and they shall come up out of the land, for great shall be the day of Jezreel, after which shall the children of Israel return and seek the Yahshua their Savior and David their King, and shall fear the Yahshua and his goodness in the latter day. Hosea 1:11-5. Ezekiel 34:11-16. For thus saith Yahshua, behold, I will both search my sheep and seek them out, as a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered. So will I seek out my sheep, and will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in a cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the people, and gather them from their country, and will bring them into their own land, and feed them upon the mountains of the Israel, by the rivers, and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will keep them in a good pasture, and upon the high mountains of the Israel shall their fold be. There shall they lie in a good fold, and in a fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock, and I will cause them to lie down, it says to Yahshua, for I will seek that which was lost, and bring again that which was driven away, and will bind up that which was broken, and will strengthen that which was sick. But I will destroy the fat and the strong. I will feed them with judgment. For Yahweh has promised that where the shepherds are not true, he will take charge of the flock himself. Now this is actually Yahshua talking. For the Yahshua has promised. For the Yahshua has never made the flock wholly dependent upon the human instrumentality, but the days of the purification of the church are hastening on apace. For the Yahweh says, Yahweh's promise, and the day of purification, and the Yahweh will have a people pure and true. And the mighty sifting soon to take place, we shall be better able to measure the strength of Israel. For the signs reveal that the time is near when the Yahshua will manifest that his fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor. Testimony, Volume 5, page 80, Ezekiel 34:17. And as for you, O my flock, thus saith Yahshua, behold, I judge between cattle and cattle, between the rams and the he-goats. Inspiration now turns from the shepherds and speaks unto the flock, unto the laity, and warns that there are two kinds of cattle, two classes of laity, rams and he-goats. This is therefore a warning unto them, and we must not fail to declare it, and they must not fail to hear and to act. For this very cause are the timely greetings published and scattered as the leaves of autumn. Ezekiel 34:18. Seemeth it a small thing unto you to have eaten up the good pasture, but you must tread down with your feet the residue of your pasture, and to have drunk of the deep waters, but you must foul the residue with your feet. Part of the cattle are accused of being selected of the eating and drinking only that which is to their liking, and of the trampling the residue, for they accept whatever truth is agreeable unto them, but reject the rest. Here we shall cite an example. My labor has been most discouraging, as I have seen that what the Yahweh designed has not been accomplished. These brethren took this position for we believe the vision that Sister White, in writing them, put in her own words, and we will believe that portion which we think is of the Yahweh and will not heed the other. Testimony, Volume 1, page 334. For the rebuke, O you slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken, that rests upon the two disciples, is a challenge unto each of us. None of us is as great as Yahshua, yet he believed all the prophets, all that the prophets wrote. Evidence our belief in the prophets and what makes Yahweh's people as great. Here is a shame that whosoever humbleth himself shall be exalted, and whosoever exalts himself shall be abased. Luke 14:11. Well, I for one do not question anything Yahweh has spoken through his prophet. I know that he does not lie, that he is well able to direct the writings of his prophet, that he makes no vain promises, that he is able to fulfill all he said, that his prophecies never fail. I take the promises of the rebuke as readily as the promises of the commendation. I study my duties as laid down by him with as great pleasure as I study the promises of the glory. Ezekiel 34:19. And as for my flock, they eat that which you have trodden with your feet, and they drink that which you have fouled with your feet. Yahweh's true people, the truly great, except that which the so-called wise tread down with their feet. Ezekiel 34:20-21. Therefore thus saith Yahshua unto them, behold, I will judge between the fat cattle and between the lean cattle, because you have thrust aside and with shoulder and pushed off the disease with your horns till you have scattered them abroad. There is a class of the church members who trust, or who thrust. Let's read that again. For there is a class of the church members who thrust with the side and shoulder those whom they dislike, usually those who are not of the same hearty type as themselves. These shall have their punishment, and those who are thus mistreated should never feel hurt, should never become discouraged, for theirs is the kingdom, so long as they do not thrust and push others. The doubters and the scatterers will have their reward. Ezekiel 34:22-25. Therefore will I save my flock, and they shall no more be a prey, and I will judge between cattle and cattle, and I will set my one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, even my servant David. He shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd, and I, Yahshua, will be their savior, and my servant David a prince among them. I, Yahshua, have spoken it, and I will make with them a covenant of the peace, and I will cause the evil beast to cease out of the land, and they shall dwell safely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods. For the present state of the affairs among both ministries and laity will soon have to cease. No longer are the transgressors to commingle with the obedient, no longer are the hypocrite and the sincere to walk together, no longer are the Yahweh's people to be obliged to listen unto every wind of doctrine, no longer are they to be neglected or left to suffer and fear. Since we are now face to face with the inspiration, and are told the difference between right and wrong, we are left without a cloak to hide under. We can now intelligently choose either to serve the Yahweh or to serve self and man, either to trust in Yahweh, to study His Word for ourselves, or to trust in men to have others study it for us and tell us what is the truth and what is the error. We can now decide to let prejudice control us, or to open our hearts so that truth can find judgment or lodgment there. We can now be as dark objects in the corner or as bright lights on the top of the mountains, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many unto righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Daniel 12:3. Ezekiel 34:26. And I will make them and the places round about my hill a blessing, and I will cause the showers to come down in his season. There shall be showers of blessings. For we often sing the song, there shall be showers of blessing. But now, if it is up to us, we can have them or we can run away from them. Those who accept all of Yahweh's, all that the Yahweh gives, all that the prophets have written, upon them will the showers fall. Only those who have withstood temptation in the strength of the Mighty One will be permitted to act as a part in the proclaiming of the third angel's message, when it shall have swelled into the loud cry. Review and Herald, November 19, 1908, by Ellen G. White, Ezekiel 34:27. And the tree of the field shall yield her fruit, and the earth shall yield her increase, and they shall be safe in their land, and shall know that I am the Yeshua, when I have broken the bands of the yoke, and delivered them out of the hand of those that serve themselves of them. There shall be showers of blessing, and there shall be a great harvest. I also, for this shall be when the bands of our yoke are broken, when we are delivered from the hands of those who serve themselves instead of the flock. Ezekiel 34:28-29. And they shall no more be a prey unto the heathen, neither shall the beast of the land devour them, but they shall dwell safely, and none shall make them afraid. And I will raise up for them a plant of the renown, and they shall be no more consumed with the hunger in the land, neither bear the shame of the heathen any more. Not only will the Yahweh deliver his people from the hands of the unfaithful and cruel brethren, but he will also protect them from being a prey unto the heathen and unto the two isms. Ezekiel 34:30-31. Thus shall they know that I, the Yahweh, am with them, and that they, even the house of Israel, are my people, saith the Yahweh. And ye, my flock, the flock of my pasture, are men, and I am your Yahweh, saith the Yahweh. Yahweh does not forsake his flock. Let's do that again. Well, this is actually Yahshua talking all the way through here. It says Ezekiel 34:30-31. Thus shall they know that I am the Yahshua, their King and Savior, am with them, and that they, even the house of the Israel, are my people, saith the Yahshua. And ye, my flock, the flock of my pasture, are men, and I am your shepherd, saith Yahshua. Yahweh does not for Yahshua does not forsake his flock. He tenderly calls them my flock, and reassures them that he is their savior and shepherd. He will, without fail, set one shepherd to accomplish what a multitude of shepherds have failed to do. That is your opportunity to feast on the meat in the due season at the hand of the Yahshua's chosen shepherd, or starve on the husk at the hand of a multitude of shepherds. This brings in the verse 30. This is our contact at the 11th hour call. That's number 11. Click on our audio archive. We're going to close now with a song.